The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
One of our favorite people in the entire Western Hemisphere is Laura Kennard, and she is back with us, networking, social media, and all kinds of things related to business. Welcome back, Laura. Good to see you again.
Hello.
Yes.
It's cold.
And beggar's night.
It is beggar's night. Yeah. I don't get to go because I'm teaching a class at Drake tonight.
Ah, very nice. What are you teaching?
I'm teaching organizational behavior.
Ooh. There you go.
Behave. How to behave at work. No.
I understand. All right. What do you got cooking? What's going on?
So I'm just going to jump ahead to Wednesday, actually, right into Million Cups, only because I would like to mention that Drake has a hatchery program that goes on over the summer, and we have...
This is with chickens, right? Hatchery.
Hatchery. Program. Yeah, hatching. Oh. It's Drake's chicken hatchery. No. So it's a business hatchery, and we are going to be having our new rounds of students that are applying for next summer, so that's really exciting. But we're kind of winding it down with last summer's. It kind of keeps going into the fall, and they're going to have the opportunity to practice pitching in front of an audience at Million Cups. So we have Atomic Fizz presenting.
I know something about Atomic Fizz.
You do?
I can't remember
it's
what I know about
they
it.
They probably came in here once.
We had a story about Atomic Fizz because I remembered the name. Yeah, okay.
So we have students, two student groups presenting, and I want to say it might also be our team that has the, what do you call those?
Halos?
Oh, my goodness. We're playing charades today. What is wrong with my brain? You know, it can shoot from the sky.
Drone.
Yeah. Photography.
She's doing this thing up in the air with her.
With the whirly
with
bird.
Whirly, so what the heck?
What?
Halo?
That's
no,
just,
drones.
I've had a moment of, like,
yeah, that's
I
right.
can't think of the word. Anyway, two teams presenting their business ideas they did over the summer to get feedback. We had that last week, too, with another two teams. It went really well.
This is
great
a Million
feedback.
Cups on Wednesday.
Million Cups at the Science Center, 8:30 to 9:30 programming, 8 o'clock if you want to network ahead of time. So we got that. And then also, the next day then, on Thursday, the West Des Moines Incubator will be doing a relaunch. So that is November 2nd, 4 to 6 p.m. at Gravitate Valley Junction, which is on 5th Street in the old West Des Moines. And you're going to be able to take a tour of the new renovated space and find out what they have in store for programming in the space in their relaunch.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nice.
So as you know, Gravitate has their co-working space now incorporated, but the incubator never went away. So it was still the West Des Moines Incubator, but now under the management with Gravitate, they've got some new plans. So
nice.
They're relaunching that. So then also we do have, this is already the first Friday, you know, believe it? So over in Gravitate in downtown, we have the first Friday co-working day, which they've had forever and ever. So you can go and check out co-working for the day, and they always have the Gravitate happy hour as well. So that's what we've got coming up through Gravitate. So, yeah, so a whole bunch of Gravitate stuff.
What are you familiar with the Women's Entrepreneurial Center in Clive?
Yes, it's called the Iowa Center, technically.
Yes. I met Michelle, mm-hmm. who works there, just last night, as a matter of fact. I was out knocking some doors, talking to some of my neighbors, as I've been doing here recently, and I met her. Fascinating group.
Yeah, and they're doing a bunch of stuff. And actually, they've got a First Friday thing also coming up. So we've talked about that a couple of times at the Iowa Center, and that is located 8345 University,
yeah.
So it's out west. And they do this First Friday thing over lunch, 11:30 to 1. It's going to be Katie Byers this time.
Home
but
they're Diddy.
Talking about other, yes, with Home Diddy. Talking, it's talks over lunch with women business owners. So they'll have that November 10th. We have the 2017 Small Business Success Summit in Ankeny FFA Enrichment Center coming up.
That's right.
I already mentioned the Iowa Premier Beer and Wine and Food Expo at the Iowa Event Center, November 10th through 11th. And also then on the 21st, we have the Immigrant Entrepreneur Summit. So those are just some
things. I saw Ben the other day, as a matter of fact. Ben Jung, who's with Ingersoll Wine and Spirits. And he says, can I come back on and talk about the immigrant? Of course you can.
Yeah, we're
going to put Ben back in here.
I'll be speaking at that for second year.
Nice.
Yeah, just as a little breakout.
So you have a social proof?
Yeah. So what I wanted to mention was that we talked about the Pet Expo a couple weeks ago, and I was actually working a booth there with AARP, so one of your sponsors, AARP. And we did a really fun thing where you could come in and have your picture taken with your pet or your child or whatever you want on a green screen, and then we would later match up whichever of four backgrounds you preferred. So and then we email it to you.
Sure.
Fantastic, nice. Except that the emails kind of got mixed up. And then I started realizing that the names, because I recognize some of the people, were not matching up the pet
email.
Picture.
Uh-oh.
So what did I have to do? What would you do in the world of social media today if you have such a problem?
I don't know.
Look up all 375 names on Facebook. To make sure that everything was matching up correctly. So I managed to look, and literally, then it became sort of an experiment in 375 names, found about 90% of them, were able to look at their photos of themselves and their pet, because most of the time people have pet photos on their pages, adequately determine that that pet did match with that name. And it turns out, as I looked at each one, that whole thing about degrees of separation, I had a mutual person in common with all of them, except for maybe five.
Really?
And these are people all around the state of Iowa. So it was Greater Des Moines, but there are people from Iowa Falls and even a couple of people out of state. And somehow I was connected with all of them.
Isn't that amazing? So you use social media to solve a problem that you had with mixed up emails and getting things to the right people.
Which we would never be able to have done before. It just would have been a disaster. And by the way, I went ahead and Facebook messaged many of them their photos as well.
Sure, why not?
Which they thought was fun. And apparently no one thought I was stalking them weirdly. Because when you send a picture of someone's dog to them, they're pretty happy about it. So I thought, well, while I'm here, I'll
do that too. Good stuff. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, is social proof. There you go. Does it really work? Of course it does. Thank you very much, Laura.
Yes.
Good to see you again.
Happy
Beggar's Night.
Thank you.
And happy Halloween as well. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we heard from Di Findley earlier, Laura Kennard just now. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer each and every evening. Mary Serrier is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. James Goodlett created the music that you're listening to right now. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. And Jeff Del Delvo is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the business news of the nation, region, the greater Des Moines metro, and some interesting business guests. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night. The Business News Hour. Thanks for listening.